Chapter 3. Jack put his hand on Lexi's arm to steady her. He couldn't help but think how pretty she looked. Vulnerable. Last night, he had thought she was cute in her pajamas, but today, with makeup on, he realized she was a knockout. Maybe we should go sit over at the tables. He pointed his chin toward the cafe tables set up by the window. Without waiting for an answer, he put an arm around Lexi, guiding her towards them. No wonder she's wobbly. Look at those crazy shoes she has on. Jack remembered the distinct imprint of stiletto heels outside Kevin's front door. Coincidence? Lots of women wore stilettos. Lots of women probably visited Kevin, but still, Jack made a note in his head that Lexi was wearing them herself. Jack seated Lexi at a table. Pulling out the chair on the opposite side, he carefully settled his 5'11" frame in the delicate wrought iron seat. I'm sorry, but I have to ask you a few questions. Okay. Lexi seemed to be recovering from the initial shock. Jack thought he saw a hint of suspicion cross her face. He also noticed her right lower eyelid was twitching. Just nerves or a sign of guilt? Jack pulled a well-worn notebook from his jacket pocket. Flipping open the black leather cover, he turned to an empty page. Producing a pencil from his other pocket, he sat poised to write. Where were you last night? Lexi paused a moment, then, I was in your garden, picking up dog poop. Jack felt a smile cross his face. Yes, true, but before that? Well, I worked until 7 p.m. here at the bakery, then went home, ate supper, watched some TV, then got ready for bed and took the dog out. She leaned toward him in her chair. Jack saw her green eyes narrow. Wait a minute. You don't think I did it, do you? Jack could see she was starting to get angry, so he used his best soothing voice. We have to ask these questions to rule you out. Of course I don't think you did it. He didn't, did he? Lexi settled back in her chair, pacified by Jack's words. He continued the line of questioning. Did anyone see you here or at home last night? Lexi bit her lower lip. My assistant Cassie saw me here until 5 o'clock. Then she left. After that, I was alone until I saw you at about 9:30 in the backyard. Jack nodded, jotting the time frames down in his book. When did you last see Kevin? Well, it will be 2 years in October. We had a nasty breakup. I haven't seen him since. A nasty breakup? Jack felt his forehead wrinkle in concern. For a moment, he wondered if she still held a grudge. One deep enough to make her turn to murder. Tell me about the breakup. Was it violent? Lexi squirmed in her chair. The look on her face made it evident she didn't like talking about her breakup. We did argue a lot towards the end. He cheated on me, lied to me. We didn't part friends, but it wasn't physically violent or anything. Lexi was glancing down at the floor, her cheeks a slight shade of red, as she recalled the breakup. Jack might normally have continued to probe for more information, but he was already developing a soft spot for Lexi, so he cut the interview short, but not before he had to deliver one more piece of bad news. Across the table, Jack gently closed his notebook. Lexi got the feeling she wasn't going to like what he had to say next. I'm sorry. I have a warrant here granting us access to your kitchen. We'll have to test all your baked goods and ingredients. He pulled a document out of his jacket and put it on the table. You'll have to close the bakery so we can get the job done. Lexi felt the air rush out of her lungs. Close the bakery? The bakery was her bread and butter. She would be losing money every day it was closed. With things as tight as they were, she could ill afford it. What? For how long? She sputtered, the sting of tears pricking her eyes. She was being treated like a criminal when she hadn't even done anything wrong. Jack reached across the table, resting his hand over hers. I'll push to get it done as quickly as possible. I promise. He released her hand, standing up from the table. Through the window, Lexi saw a big blue van pull into the alley leading to the back of the bakery. There's the lab van now. You can stay to watch, or you can leave. But I'll have to ask you not to touch anything or get in the way if you stay. Lexi stared up at him. She couldn't believe this was happening. She felt her anger growing like quick-rising bread dough.
What's going on?
Cassie appeared in the entrance to the front room. Lexi turned to her, her anger softening a few notches at the look of concern on her friend's face.
Cassie, this is Detective Jack Perillo.
Lexi waved her hand toward Jack.
It seems someone poisoned Kevin with a box of our cupcake tops, and now we have to close down the bakery so they can investigate.
Cassie crossed the bakery to Lexi and Jack, her boots making hollow sounds on the tile floor.
Who would do that?
Her head swiveled from Lexi to Jack.
Surely you don't think we had anything to do with it?
She stared at Jack, her face a mask of angry disgust. Jack took a step back. No, ma'am, he said. But we do have to do our due diligence. We'll have you back in business in no time. Cassie looked at him sideways. From the disdain on her face, it was clear she didn't believe him. Lexi felt alarm as she saw Cassie's face getting redder.
Cassie, it's okay.
She stood, giving her friend a hug in an attempt to defuse any angry confrontation between Cassie and the detective.
I think maybe it would be best if we left them to do their work here. I'll come back later to make sure everything is in order.
Lexi glanced over at Jack.
What time will you be done?
It's hard to say. Maybe I should give you a call when we are finishing up. Jack took out his phone, ready to plug Lexi's number in. Lexi rattled off her cell phone number reluctantly. Earlier in the day, she might have been happy to give Jack Perillo her phone number, but right now she was feeling quite a bit of anger toward the detective, even if he was pretty good-looking. Jack took a card from his top pocket, holding it out toward Lexi. Here's my number. I'd appreciate a call if you think of anything relevant to the case. Lexi grabbed onto the card by the edge, so as to avoid brushing her fingers against his. She slid it into her back pocket.
I guess you should let your people in now, she said curtly,
nodding toward the back of the bakery.
I'll show you to the door.
She turned around, heading toward the back, with Cassie and Jack in tow. In the back, Lexi and Cassie waited for the herd of police personnel to stream by before taking off their aprons and hanging them up on the pegs. Lexi poked her head into the kitchen area.
The ovens are on. I guess you will have to turn them off, since I can't touch anything, she said to no one in particular.
Turning on her heel, she rushed out the door. With her ponytail swishing from the momentum, she brushed past Jack without even a glance. Lexi felt Jack's eyes boring into her back as she walked away.
Did he think she did it?
Even though he had assured her he didn't think she was the murderer, Lexi got the distinct feeling she might be at the top of the detective's suspect list.